is it working?
We should probably just put this in there, huh?
Well, actually, I can use this.
Okay, that's
good. Yeah, that's good. Thank you so much.
All right. Let me ask you to take your Bibles and turn to 1 Timothy 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3.
请大家可以打开圣经，然后翻到提摩太，一书，提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
Actually, it's the other slide. It's the blue PowerPoint presentation.
其实是那个 blue, 那个蓝色的。
All right. 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
And we're going to look at a couple of passages, but this will be our primary text for the morning.
我们要看很多其他的经文，但是这是我们主要的经文。
I'm going to read, and please follow along with me from verses 1 through 7.
我们要读一下，请大家跟我一起从第一节到第七节。
Before I do that, just one administrative matter.
我在读之前，然后有一些行政的上面的事情。
If you're sitting on one of those additional hard chairs,
如果你还坐在那个那些加出来的硬椅子上的话，
the church has invested some money in some nice cushy chairs.
然后教会其实已经花了一些钱，然后那个有很多的有垫子的椅子。
And so find your way into one of these vacant spots over here.
所以请大家在空的座位上坐下。
So that you can enjoy some cushy chairs.
所以大家可以坐在软软的座位上。
And the second administrative matter.
另外还有一件事情。
If you are here for the first time.
如果你来这里是第一次的话。
Welcome.
欢迎你。
Our sound system doesn't usually do that.
然后我们的音响效果音响其实不经常做这些事情。
All right. So, 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 through 7.
提摩太前书第三章一到七节。
Listen to what the word of God says.
大家看神说的话。
Here is a trustworthy saying. Whoever aspires to be an overseer desires a noble task. Now, the overseer is to be above reproach, faithful to his wife, temperate, self-controlled,respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not given to drunkenness, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him, and he must do so in a manner worthy of full respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become conceited and fall under the same judgment as the devil. He must also have a good reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's trap.
如果有人渴慕监督的职分，他就是爱慕善功。这话是可信的，所以做监督的必须无可指摘，只做一个妻子的丈夫，有节制、自律、庄重，乐意接待客旅，善于教导，不好酒，不打人，只要温和，与人无争，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事敬重顺服。人若不知道怎样管理自己的家，怎能照顾神的教会呢？出信主的不可做监督，恐怕他骄傲，就落在魔鬼所受的刑罚里。做监督的也必须在教外有好声誉，免得他被人毁谤，就落在魔鬼的陷阱里。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话。
My topic this morning is what does a pastor do?
今天早上的题目是牧师做什么？
My main proposition this morning
我主要的题目呢
is that the pastor
是牧师
or the office of the pastor
或者是牧师的职分
is an office assumed by a man
他是一个人担当的
with good character
那个人有好的品格
in which he exercises oversight
他要监督
Oversees the affairs of the church by equipping people.
他靠着装备人们，然后来管理教会的事务。
And proclaims the word of God.
来宣讲神的话。
So at first glance, the topic, and this is just part one, and so please bear with me. If you want to come for another part, next time I preach is in July, you can come back if you want.
然后这只是那个第一部分, 下一次我要在7月份的时候再讲, 所以请大家可以看看要不要回来。
So at first glance, the topic of what a pastor does might seem like a well-known or well-understood topic in the church.
然后我们初看的话, 可能会觉得, 牧师做什么, 这个好像是大家都知道的话题。
However, if we went around the church and asked people, what does your pastor do? I'm thinking you might get varied answers.
但是如果大家环顾教会, 然后到处问说, 你觉得牧师做什么呢? 可能你会得到不同的答案。
Some people think that the pastor has a really easy and cushy job.
有些人觉得牧师的工作真是再简单不过了。
You know, he just works during the weekends, and the rest of the week is pretty easy.
然后他只是在周末才工作, 然后周中的时候就没什么事情。
You're laughing. Somebody actually said this to me.
然后你们笑吧, 有些人真的跟我这么说来着。
Some others think that the pastor basically manages the church and nothing more and nothing less.
然后有些人就觉得牧师就是管理教会, 他不多做也不少做。
So that led me to ask the question, how do people come to conclusions about the responsibilities of a pastor?
所以我就在想, 人们到底为什么会得出这样的结论呢?
You see, a number of times people answer these questions by their own experience.
有些时候人们得出这样的结论是基于自己的经验。
You see, you follow popular pastors online, John Piper, Tim Keller, you follow them online, you see what they do, and decide that this is what my pastor should be doing too.
然后你可以在网上, 然后看其他的那些很有名的牧师怎么做, 比如说 John Piper, 然后接着就得出结论, 我的牧师也应该这么做。
Others answer the question quite pragmatically.
然后有一些人他们得出, 这个结论是, 非常的实际的。
Their answer to the question what the pastor should do usually is whatever the majority of people in the church want, that's what the pastor should do.
他们是想那个教会大部分人怎么想, 牧师就该怎么做。
Conversely, the pastor shouldn't do things that the majority of the congregation doesn't want him to do.
那相反的呢, 如果大多数的人不想他这么做, 牧师也不该这么做。
Now granted, if the pastor is out of step with the scripture, then it is the congregation's responsibility to take care of the situation.
当然了, 如果牧师不合圣经的话, 那会众他就有责任需要去解决这个问题。
But does that mean that the congregation dictates every step of the pastor?
但是这就是说会众要决定, 牧师每一步该怎么做吗?
In order to answer this topic, like I mentioned, it'll take me about 2 sermons.
为了回答这个问题, 就像我刚才说的, 需要我2堂的讲道。
So today is part one of the topic.
所以这是第一堂。
Now, let me just say this. Why am I bringing up this topic today?
我想说为什么我要把这个问题提出来呢?
There are 3 reasons why I have picked this topic today.
有3个原因。
One, I've been praying about it for a while. And I think that the Lord has laid it on my heart to preach this specific sermon.
然后其中之一就是说, 神把这样的一个负担放在我的心上, 已经有一段时间了。
2, churches fall or rise based on how the leaders of the church manage their welfare.
然后第二个呢, 就是, 教会它兴盛, 或者是衰败, 然后是看, 他的领导到底是怎么样带领这个教会的。
Just this last week, I was reminded how important it is for the leaders of the church to remain true to God and His Word.
就在这个星期的时候呢, 我又再一次的被提醒, 那个教会的领导对于这个教会是多么的重要。
One of the leaders within the community disqualified himself from ministry due to his disobedience of the word of God.
然后就有这样的一个牧师, 然后他, 不再合适做牧师, 因为他没有遵行神的话。
And so when I preach the sermon, I am well aware that I am putting myself under the gun.
然后当我讲这个道的时候, 我知道我是把自己放在了枪口下。
But let me say, I wouldn't have it any other way.
但是我没有别的, 其他的道路。
And then finally, these qualifications that we're going to look at are qualifications that not just the pastor, but each one of us should aspire to.
然后最后呢我在这儿说的那些资质其实不只是牧师应该有的是我们每个人都当渴慕的。
And so that's why I'm preaching this sermon this morning.
所以我今天早上要讲这篇道。
Before I get into the actual topic, though, I need to preface my sermon with a couple of assumptions that I'm making.
在我讲真的道之前呢我想要先说一下我的几个假设。
My first assumption is that the Bible is God's authoritative word in faith and practice for human beings in today's age.
我的第一个假设就是在当今的时代对人们来说神的话圣经还是神的有权威的话。
We know from several texts from Scripture that attest to this specific fact.
在圣经当中有很多的经文都是讲这个。
Well, look at 2 Peter 3:2.
大家请看彼得后书第三章第二节。
You see, it says, I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles.
叫你们纪念圣先知。预先所说的话和主救主的命令就是使徒所传你们的。
This verse indicates that just as the holy prophets of God spoke for God, as God revealed things to them directly, so did the apostles within the New Testament context.
他是说就像那些圣的先知然后在旧约的时代他们为神说话因为神直接跟他们说话那在新约的时代那些使徒也是这样做的。
2 Peter 1:19-21 says,
彼得后书第一章第十九到二十一节。
We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand.That no prophecy of scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will, but prophets through the human spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
我们并有先知更确的预言，如同灯照在暗处，你们在这预言上留意。只等到天发亮，晨星在你们心里出现的时候才是好的。第一要紧的，该知道经上所有的预言没有可随思意解说的，因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动，说出神的话来。
This verse indicates that the Old Testament prophecy or prophets did not write their own ideas, but penned down God's thoughts and ideas, and even God's own words.
这是说在旧约时代那些预言家那些先知他们所说的话并不是出于自己的意思，而是他们是说神的话，甚至是神自己的言语。
So the Bible then is God's authoritative.Word.
所以圣经是神有权威的话。
By implication, anybody who claims to be a follower or slave of God needs to submit themselves to the authoritative word of God in faith and practice, including the pastors.
所以每个人如果自称是神的仆人，跟随神的话，那他们就必须要遵守神的话，包括牧师在内。
So that's my first assumption.
所以这是我的第一个前提。
The second assumption,
第二个前提
is that the Bible is sufficient to do God's work in the church age.
第二个前提就是圣经在这个教会的时代已经足够让人可以做神的工了。
Go to 2 Timothy 3:16.
请翻到提摩太后书第三章十六节。
2 Timothy 3:16.
提摩太后书三章十六节。
All scripture is God-breathed, or theopneustos is the Greek word, comes with God's authority and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God, in other words, everyone who serves God, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教训人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So the last sentence is the key here.
所以最后一句是这里的关键。
The scripture is useful to thoroughly, thoroughly equip the believer for every good work.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
You know, my mom used to ask me to study, especially during exam time. She was afraid I was going to fail my classes.
然后我的妈妈经常督促我要学习，尤其是在考试的时候，因为她怕我会不及格。
And she used to tell me, go and study for at least 2 hours.
她就对我说，你至少要学2个小时。
So I would be up in my room trying to study for at least 2 hours.
所以我就到我的房间，然后努力的想要去学习2个小时。
Of course, you know, that studying was probably just for like half an hour.
当然大家可能知道，我就学半个小时。
And an hour and a half was probably to come up with some inventive game.
然后剩下的一个半小时可能就自创一些游戏。
So after 2 hours, I used to go down and say, "Mom, can I get a snack?"
然后我就过了2个小时下楼，说妈妈，我可以吃点心吗？
Like a good mother, she would proceed to ask me, "So did you study?"
就像每一个好的妈妈一样，她会问说你学习了没有？
And then I would say, "Yeah, yeah, I did."
然后我就说啊，我学了。
She would say, "Go get your book."
然后她说去拿你的书来。
At this time, I realized I'm in a little bit of a trouble.
然后接着我就发现，哎，我有麻烦了。
I go get my book down.
然后我就把书拿下来。
She starts asking questions.
她就开始问问题。
And I answer the first two very quickly because that's the only ones I've read.
我前两个问题都会回答得很快，因为这是我唯一学的两个问题。
But as I keep getting questioned by my mother, I'm finding it hard to answer these questions.
然后呢，但是她慢慢的问问题之后呢，我就开始觉得越来越难回答。
And my mom would make a comment.
妈妈就会做这样的评价。
You will not get to eat.
你不能吃东西。
Unless you have thoroughly studied everything that's on that page.
除非你可以完全的学习那一页上面写的东西。
Now, for a guy that loves food,
对于一个很爱吃的人
that is a devastating threat.
这真的是一个非常可怕的威胁。
So I get back up there and I start studying.
然后我就回到我的房间开始学习。
You see, the word thoroughly has implied in it that it is sufficient.
所以大家看到这个完全这个词，它是在里面就预示着这是非常的足够了。
If I had studied all my lessons thoroughly, it would be sufficient so that I could grab a snack.
如果我真的很完全的学习的话，那就足够让我可以去吃东西了。
So if here's what one scholar says about this.
这有一个学者这么说。
Wayne Grudem is his name. And he says this.If there is any good work that God wants a Christian to do, this passage indicates that God has made a provision in His Word for training the Christian in it. Thus, there is no good work that God wants us to do other than those that are taught somewhere in Scripture. It can equip us for every good work.
如果有任何的善功神想让基督徒去做的话，那这个经节就告诉我们，神在圣经当中都自有预备，让我们基督徒可以被训练去做这些事情。所以所有的善功都在神的圣经当中教导我们怎么样去做了。它可以装备我们完成各样的善功。
At this point in time, Sister Joyce is really happy about full manuscripts.Because of the long quotes that I have over here. But following the above assumptions, now we are able to move to my main topic.
然后我解决了这两个假设以后呢，我可以开始我的正题了。
So the two assumptions are, God's word is authoritative and God's word is sufficient.
第一个就是神他的话是有权威的，然后第二个就是神的话是全备的。
So my goal in explaining what a pastor does is to expose scripture while you study along with me and let scripture dictate what the pastor does.
所以我在这里就是想要把圣经给大家看，然后你可以跟我一起来学习，然后看神到底要牧师去做什么。
But before we answer this question of the pastor's job responsibilities, let's look at what kind of person can be a pastor, first of all.
然后在我们看牧师的职责的之前呢，我们想先看一下牧师什么样的人才可以做牧师。
And so my aim today, as we look at the qualifications of a pastor, is that you would not only make sure that me, the pastor of this church, continues in these qualifications, But also that we would all aspire to these particular qualities.
然后呢，我在讲这些事情之后呢，然后你不仅是可以保证我你们的牧师，然后继续有这样的资质，然后呢，也是我们每个人都渴慕有这样的资格。
First off, in 1 Timothy 3:1-7.
然后是那个提摩太前书第三章一到七节。
Paul writes to Timothy, whoever aspires to be an overseer.
那个保罗对提摩太说，如果有人渴慕监督的职分。
Now this is not necessarily an official qualification.
这并不是一个正式的一个资格。
But there should be an innate desire to be a pastor, an overseer, an elder.
但是他就是要渴慕一个监督的职分，或者是做个长老。
It is more of a general statement that attests the fact that whoever seeks to be an overseer, they seek a noble or admirable task.
他是说，如果你要渴慕监督的职分的话，你就是渴慕上工。
A second qualification.
第二个资质
is that the overseer or pastor.Is to be above reproach.
就是做监督的必须要无可指摘。
The above reproach means that whoever seeks to be a pastor, overseer, or bishop, these are all the same person, based on 1 Peter 5, should not have any outstanding charges that can be brought against him.
然后根据彼得一书，他说那个无论是牧师或者是监督或者是主教，他们指的都是同样的。然后那个无可指摘呢，就是说这些人。他们都没有可以指责的地方。
There should be no area in this person's life that can be considered blameworthy.
然后在他们的生活当中，没有一处是可以让人指责的。
So if your pastor owes a whole bunch of money to the IRS,
如果你的牧师然后欠税务局很多钱的话
，you ought to get rid of him.
然后你们就应该把它踢掉。
If your pastor has blame that can stick,
如果你们的牧师他有这样子一个指责是可以贴在他身上的
，then you need to have conversations with him.
然后你应该就跟他谈谈。
Now this is something that we should all aspire to.
这些事情都是你们都应该渴慕去追求。
But especially the pastor.
但是尤其是牧师。
Now, does this mean the pastor is perfect?
这说牧师是完全的吗
？And some of you are laughing, looking at me, right?
然后你们看我就开始笑了。
But this does mean that the pastor has a record, a pattern of no blameworthiness that can stick.
然后他只是说牧师一贯的就是他的生活是无可指责的。
Now you know the PSC used to get a lot of blame for not finding a pastor.Quickly.
然后大家可能知道那个 PSC 就是那个找牧师的那个委员会 team 委员会，然后没有很快的就找到牧师的候选人。
But their job was to turn every unturned stone about every applicant that applied to this church.
但是他们的职责呢，就是那些。Can you say that?
Every unturned stone. They wanted to figure out everything there was to figure out about this individual that applied.
Oh, okay. 他们就是说想是对每一个申请的人，他们都要去做彻底的调查。
So that we would not get a blameworthy pastor.
他们就可以找到一个无可指摘的一个牧师。
And so as a congregation, we appreciate the PSC's work.
所以作为会众的话，我们应该去很感谢这个聘牧委员会所做的事情。
Next.
接着。
The overseer needs to be faithful to one wife.
监督必须是一个妻子的丈夫，要忠实于他。
Now there are many interpretations of this verse.
然后这个经节有很多的解释。
And if you want to know what I believe about, you know, divorce or anything, talk to me in my office and we'll have a cup of coffee and talk.Okay.
然后如果你想知道我对于比如说离婚啊这些事情是怎么看的话你可以来我的办公室然后我们可以边喝咖啡边慢慢聊。
But this verse literally translated says that the pastor should be a one woman man.
然后他但是这个经文字面上是说这个牧师必须是一个女人的男人。
That there are obvious implications for this verse, but firstly the shepherd, pastor, overseer, or bishop, he's a man.
有很多的解释，有很多的那个引申的意思。 然后首先呢，就是这个监督牧师、牧者或者是主教， 他必须是个男的。
And it's very obvious, if you are a student of Greek and you are reading this passage, it would be very clear that the pastor is a man.
然后你那个读这个经文的时候，你就应该很清楚说这个牧师一定是个男的。
Second implication
第二个,
is that he's not a polygamist.
然后他不是一个一夫多妻的。
You can't have a pastor who has multiple wives.
你不能有一个牧师他有很多个老婆。
A one woman man.
是一个女人的丈夫。
And finally, that your pastor is not a homosexual.
然后第三个就是你的牧师不是同性恋。
You need a one woman man.
你应该是一个女人的男人。
Now there are several people that try to do gymnastics with this verse.
然后有一些人开始就要来扭曲这个经节了。
And they'll argue that this is cultural.
然后就说这是文化的,
relevant to Timothy's culture and not ours.
可跟提摩太的文化有关系。
But it is not warranted from the text.
但是这个经文并没有这么说。
Do with it what you will.
不是说你自己随便做吧。
Next.
接着,
the pastor then, besides being above reproach and a one-woman man, is temperate or self-controlled.
然后接着牧师除了是一个女人的丈夫, 然后他也是温和的, 然后有自律的。
This means you want a pastor that is clear-headed.
他是, 很清醒的, 头脑清醒的。
Not reactionary.
他不是那种, 一有什么事情就马上反应的。
Not going over all the latest fads.
不是看到事情无风就起浪的。
But someone who has a clear biblical foundation for his vision.
但是他的所有的意向都是由圣经的做基础的。
He should be reserved, even keeled.
他是非常有，他是沉稳的。
A pastor should have an attitude of carefulness.
他是谨慎的。
He should not be prone to anger.
他不轻易发怒。
This also means that pastor never makes rash decisions, but makes prayerfully considered decisions.
他不莽撞地做决定，而是祷告做决定。
He does not seek to get his way by lack of self-control.
他不是说乱发脾气，然后来达到自己的目的。
Next.
接着。
The pastor is respectable.
他是可以尊敬的。
The pastor must legitimately earn the respect of people.
他必须要赢得人们的敬爱。
Now people can underhandedly try to earn the respect of other people, but the pastor with a clear conscience must try to gain the respect of other people.
然后牧师他有一个清醒的头脑，然后他必须要可以赢得人们的敬重。
There are some pastors who, through their words as well as their actions, don't act in a dignified or respectable manner, therefore losing the respect of godly people.
然后有些牧师，他们的言行并不使人尊敬，于是就失去了人们对他的敬爱。
And so an overseer or pastor should be a respectable person.
所以那个监督或者是牧师必须是一个值得尊敬的庄重的人。
Next.
接着。
The pastor should be hospitable.
那个牧师必须要好客。
Literally, it means that the pastor should be a lover of strangers.
字面上就是说牧师必须要爱陌生人。
He would be willing to give at his own expense.
他必须要愿意牺牲自己。
Willing to make personal sacrifices to accommodate others' needs.
愿意牺牲自己去满足别人的需要。
Willing to give without expecting anything in return.
愿意去给予而不求回报。
Hospitable.
是好客的。
Next.
接着,
pastor should be able to teach.
他要善于教导。
The pastor must not only be knowledgeable concerning the Bible and his faith, but must hold fast to these truths.
他不仅仅是需要对圣经的知识非常的了解，而且是要紧紧的抓住。
The pastor must ardently embrace and guard the truth of God.
他必须要对神的真理是紧紧的抓住，要保护。
You know, Timothy, Paul was writing to a church that this was not happening in.
然后提摩太可能就是在那个时候，他们这个没有在提摩太的身上。
You know, you read 1 Timothy 4, and there were pastors or leaders in the church that were teaching ideas and doctrines that were contrary to what the Bible teaches.
可能在那个时候，然后有一些教会的领导，他们所说的事情与圣经是相违背的。
And Paul warns them about it.
然后保罗就警告他们。
So while the deacons and pastors alike don't have this same responsibility of teaching, A pastor must possess the ability to communicate knowledgeably.
可能做执事和做牧师，他们之间的职责有一些不同。然后他们这个不同，然后牧师他的职责就是要可以把这个圣经的知识表达出来。
Pastor must be able to defend the truth of God.
他必须要可以保护神的道。
Next.
接着,
A pastor must not be given to drunkenness.
他必须不能酗酒。
This means a pastor should not have habits that are addictive in nature.
这是他不能有成瘾的习惯。
You know, nowadays even seminary grads, we love video games.
正是有一些毕业于教会学校的神学院的，他们也喜欢玩游戏。
But if video games are addicted or are becoming a habitual pattern instead of just a once in a while reprieve, we have a problem.
但是如果你沉溺于玩游戏，一直在玩，而不是只是偶尔玩一下的话，那就有问题了。
But in this case, he's specifically talking about drunkenness.
但是在这里呢，他是非常具体的说到是酗酒。
Now, don't take this as an absolute, abandon of all drinking, because you know Paul tells Timothy a few verses down, take a little wine for your stomach.
然后大家请不要以为这就是让我们完全不要喝酒，因为就在几节经节之后呢，保罗对提摩太说，你可以为了保护你的胃喝一点点的酒。But
what is prohibited here is regular attention to habit-forming substances or activities that result in inattention to responsibilities, impaired judgment, and or rowdiness.
但是这里所说的呢，就是说你不停的去用那些成瘾的物质，或者是从事成瘾的活动，接着你就没有办法去做事情，然后它会影响你的判断。Next,
the pastor should not be violent but gentle.
接着那个他不可以打人，必须要温和。
This should be related to the self-control of the pastor.
这个和自律是有联系的。
A pastor should not be prone to anger.
牧师不能轻易发怒。
Even deacons are under the same responsibilities.
执事也有同样的职责。
As one commentator puts it, the term violent pictures a quick-tempered individual who would prefer to use his fists than his reasoning tongue.
正如一个解经家所说的，这里所说的给我们描绘了一个脾气暴躁的一个人，然后他更喜欢用自己的拳头，而不是用自己的舌头。Such
a leader uses a threat of bully to bludgeon people into conformity.
这样的那个领导，他是用威胁使人们顺服。The
violence described here could have been an outgrowth of this drunkenness as the previous verse was explaining.
就像在前一段经文，前一节经文所说的，这个可能暴力就是从他的酗酒引出来的。
In fact, the pastor should be kind, considerate, and patient.
事实上，牧师需要非常的好，然后有耐心，而且非常的体贴人。
Next.
接着,
the pastor should not be quarrelsome.
他不能够争竞。
Quarrelsome is somebody that always looks for a fight.
喜欢跟人吵架的人总是想找茬。
Through argument.
他们要跟人争吵。
Or other ways.
或者是其他的方式。
A pastor is somebody that should be completely peace-loving.
一个牧师是要完全的追求和平。
Next.
接着,
the pastor should not be a lover of money.
他不能贪财。
That's not the main goal of becoming a pastor.
做牧师就不应该贪财了。
If you want a pastor's office and are thinking about a six-figure salary, rethink your career.
如果你想做牧师，还想要一个六位数字的工资的话，那你应该重新想想到底该干什么。
Why? Because a pastor ought to make his goal the gospel of Jesus Christ.
为什么呢? 因为牧师的他的理想是耶稣基督的福音。
Now, this does not mean that a pastor ought not to be compensated, because 1 Corinthians 9:14 and 1 Timothy 5:17, 18 says that those who preach the gospel will what? Live by the gospel.
这是不是就说牧师他就不应该找报酬，要求报酬呢？不是的，哥林多前书9章14节和提摩太前书 5章17到18节，他就说牧师是要有报酬的。But
it does mean that the pastor should not hold tightly to his rights and hoard his resources or otherwise aspire to like personal wealth. What I want to be as a pastor is a millionaire. That's a bad goal.
然后但是他是说牧师他必须要可以放下自己的权利因为他做了牧师他的追求不是想要为自己敛财。
Next.
接着。
A pastor should manage his own family well.
他需要好好的管理自己的家。
And Titus actually gives us a longer description.
在提多书里面给我们一个更长的解释。
He says, a pastor should be a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient.
他是说牧师的儿女也是要信主的没有人告他们是放荡不服约束的。
It does not mean that if you have a pastor, then all his children should be saved.
这不是说你做了牧师那你所有的孩子都应该信主。
Because only the Spirit gives us salvation.
因为只有神才可以给救赎。
It does mean that his children should not be rowdy or wild and openly disobedient.
但是他确实是说你的孩子们不能够是放荡的然后公开的反叛。
And the qualifier is that if you cannot manage your own house well, how are you going to manage the church of God?
因为你如果你不可以好好的管自己的家的话，怎能照料神的教会呢？
Now, this is a big deal for me as a pastor, especially with a child.
这个对我来说非常的重要，因为我还有个孩子。
So it is Asha's job to honor her parents.
所以阿莎的工作就是要尊敬她的父母。
But it is also my job to make sure that she is respectful.
然后这我的工作呢就是确保她真的是敬重我们。
Because if Asha becomes wild and disobedient and can't be managed, I have essentially disqualified myself from ministry.
因为如果 Asha 她放荡的话不服管束的话那我就没有资格去做这个牧师的职务了。
Parents, you parent, you have how many parents in the house?A lot of parents.
有多少的父母在这儿呢？很多。
You know, I've not heard a single parent who has told me this is a cakewalk. It's so easy to parent.
我从来没有一个父母告诉我这个做父母真是好容易。
It is a difficult task, isn't it?
这很难，是不是？
But it is incumbent upon us that we raise children who love God and love others more than themselves.
但是我们的职责就是我们要让我们的孩子爱神然后爱别人胜过爱自己。
And the way they love God is by submitting to the authority of God and God-given authority is parents in their lives.
然后他们爱神的方式就是去顺服神的权威神把权威给了父母。
Next, the pastor should not be a recent convert.
接着牧师不是初信主的。
So if somebody has recently come to Christ, they don't get the position of leadership automatically.
所以如果一个人刚信主的话，他们不能自动的就有一个管理的位置。
And Paul says that this is so that we could see a pattern of godliness in their life, first of all.
所以保罗说要先在他们的生活中看到他们是不是敬虔。
But secondly, so that he doesn't get prideful as a leader.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't get prideful. Prideful as a leader.
Okay. 然后接着就是他不能作为一个领导不能骄傲。
Finally.
最后。
A pastor should be someone who has a good reputation with outsiders.
一个人在教那个牧师在教外必须有好名声。
And you know this word in the Greek is philo or in terms of Paul, what Paul is saying is basically a lover of good.Especially civic good.
这个他在希腊文中的词根就是 philo, 保罗就是爱，然后保罗就是说这里是爱好的东西，尤其是那些世间的好的东西。
So if you have a pastor whose neighbor complains to you, that he always throws his trash in my yard.
所以如果你是一个牧师，然后你的邻居向你抱怨。因为你总是把垃圾扔到他的院子里。
You ought to talk to your pastor.
然后你就要跟你的牧师讲了。
Now these are the qualifications.
这些都是牧师的资格。
And you decide.
你可以做决定。
But this is not just pastoral qualifications.
这不只是牧师的资格。
Each one of us should aspire for these kind of qualifications.
每个人都应该去渴慕这些品质。
Now, let me just say this. This is not just an ideal.
这不只是一个理想中的。
Nobody's perfect, so ideally, this is who we want. If we don't get it, then that's fine.
好像每个人都不完全，所以这是理想的。如果你不能达到的话，也可以。
No, you don't want a drunk pastor.
不，你不想要有一个醉酒的牧师。
You don't want an angry pastor.
你不想有一个生气的牧师。
You don't want an inhospitable pastor.
你不想有一个不好客的牧师。
So based on these character qualities, we will discuss what does he actually do next time I preach.
所以根据这些品质，下一次我们就要看牧师到底要做什么。
Here's my prayer.
这是我的祷告。
That you will love me as a church. That you will love me as a church.
你们会作为一个教会爱我。
And the way you love me,
你们爱我的方式
is to make sure that I fit.These qualifications.
是确保我符合这样的资格。
And the other way you love me.
另一个方式你们爱我。
Is by lovingly talking to me without usurping my authority about issues that you feel I need to grow in.
然后就是带着爱心告诉我我有什么地方需要改进的。
So that the gospel of Christ.
所以基督的福音。
Would not be marred through AACCC.
不会因为安城华人教会受辱。
But that it would be proclaimed with integrity and the authority of God's word.
而是因着神的话有权威的话可以被传扬出去。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God, as I put my life under scripture right now,
圣主啊，当我把我的生命交在您的话语之下。
I recognize that your servant falls short quite a bit.
我看到您的仆人真的是不够资格。
I pray God that you would search my heart.
神啊，求您让我检查我的心。
That you would see if there's any wicked way in me.
看有没有恶行没有。
That you would reveal it to me.
告诉我。
That you would give me a spirit of repentance.
让我有一颗忏悔的灵。
Pray for every family represented here.
让我们为所有的家庭祷告。
May men and women who are members of AACCC,
弟兄姐妹是 AACCC 的会众。
Seek to be qualified members of AACCC.
让我们都想要成为安城华人教会合格的会员。
Keep us true to the word and to you, O God.
让我们可以向您坚守您的话。
So your word would go out.
让您的话可以传扬
unblemished,
没有瑕疵
with integrity,
有正义
and the authority of God's word,
然后也有神的话的权柄
in Jesus' name I ask,
奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
Amen.